commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
So what if today's weather arrived last Sunday? It was colder here in central Wisconsin on Sunday than it was at Lambeau Field. So no, it was not as cold as the legendary 1967 Ice Bowl game. So ultimately, the weather forecast was not quite right, and it was slightly warmer than expected for the Packers and 49ers. But if it wasn't, I would have been fine if the game was postponed. The idea of playing in dangerous, extreme cold should be re-examined. We already stopped football games because of thunder and lightning. Modern stadiums with their high upper decks and open fields below are lightning rods. The odds of being struck by lightning are still very, very small. Yet, as a matter of safety for players and fans, games are delayed during electrical storms. Now, in my mind, playing a game in extreme cold has real safety risks that are greater than lightning. If the temperatures are like they are today, with a temperature of minus 20, wind chill of minus 50, rescheduling a football game is a matter of player and public safety. No one is proving their toughness by playing football in unsafe conditions. They're NFL athletes. Their toughness is not in question, with or without sleeves on a very cold day. And the NFL is also asking its customers, its ticket holders, to sit in bitter cold when it is indeed dangerous to be in those elements for 3 or 4 hours at a time. I know there will be people who will say the NFL has gone soft if there's ever a cold weather postponement, but sometimes doing the right thing needs to win out over tough guy image. We were a few degrees away from needing to make that call, and rescheduling would have been the right decision.